When some ask why Jesus eats with sinners, Jesus says, only a sick man needs a doctor. What he means is, only problems need solutions. He did not come to reinvent the wheel. He has come to heal the sick, come to save the lost, to love the unlovable, to give grace to the humble, to forgive sinners, and to justify the ungodly. Jesus has come to empty hearts that are full and to fill hearts that are empty. He releases the captives of sin and he gives to the spiritually blind eyes of faith to see their salvation in him. A blind man hears that Jesus is walking by and he yells out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. Others shush him, but he shouts even louder. Jesus heals him. Jesus gives the man his sight. And Jesus credits the man's faith. Your faith has made you well. A better, more literal translation is this: your faith has saved you. Faith saves, but it saves only in this very specific sense, that it receives with joy the gospel of Jesus Christ. Without receiving that gospel, faith is empty. And empty faith saves nobody. Faith that is the habit of trusting in itself. Trusting does not save. When we speak as though it does, when we praise faith, we're using a figure of speech. Like when we say in the sacrament, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, Jesus wasn't talking about the cup. But what's in the cup? The wine and his blood. You need a cup to hold the blood so you can drink it. You need faith to hold the word so that you can be saved by it. But faith can also hold other things. And when our hearts trust what is evil, we are lost. Elsewhere, Jesus gives demon possession as a good example. He came casting out demons, which is a good thing. But he also gives this warning in Matthew 12. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places seeking rest, but finds none. Then it says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds the house empty, swept, and put in order. Then the unclean spirit goes and brings with it seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first. So also will it be with this evil generation. Unclean spirits prefer clean houses. You can't make a mess of a mess. Destruction only happens after construction, and only clean houses can be defiled. Only empty houses can be filled. Faith, like nature, abhors a vacuum, and it will be filled, if not with the holy word of God, then with many unholy things. Faith is a container, and it will be filled. For example, a box is worth a lot when it's filled with treasure. It's a treasure chest, but an empty chest is just a box, good for nothing but firewood. Faith is a treasure chest only when it's filled with the Word of God. Jesus says that wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Whatever you value is located in your heart. So the duty of every man and woman is to ask themselves, What's in my heart? What do I keep there? A box can be used to store other things, trinkets, knickknacks, old clothes you'll never wear again, so you put them in a box and throw them in the attic. A box can store lots of useless things. So can a heart. It can hold all sorts of inane and worthless things, things that will not survive when Christ comes again to blast the earth with fire and reduce everything to stubble. Everything except the eternal Word of God and those who in their hearts possess it by faith. Jesus says we're not made dirty and defiled by what goes into us, but by what comes out of us, out of our hearts. Lust, envy, greed, jealousy, every manner of evil. If that's in your heart, that will come out of your heart. If you keep perishable, worthless things in your treasure chest, they will appear when you open it. So Jesus rebukes the hypocrites. Hypocrites are pretenders. They're those who keep the lid closed. Well, they show off their heart, pray publicly, suffer publicly, give charity publicly. They make a show of faith publicly to be seen by others. But it's just dead bones on the inside. Their faith is called a certain type of box, a tomb. They keep it closed so others can't smell the stink, but the Word of God can trigger the latch open. And oh, how putrid the smell, and how disgusting is the refuge and the garbage they keep in there. They hide from the Word's light, lest their works should be exposed. But none of us has reason to brag. We're all sinners alike, with evil in our hearts. That's the problem. Hypocrites wash the outside, ignore what's inside, and continue to stuff more and more garbage in. But the genuine person opens their heart. They shout out, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And the world says, "Hush, you're embarrassing yourself and making things awkward for the rest of us." But the hungry heart cries out all the louder, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me." True faith is a heart that would be afraid to open itself. The heart's a Pandora's box, would let out all sorts of evil. But the Lord is there to catch that evil and to neutralize it. He caught it once for all 2,000 years ago on a cross on Calvary. And he crucified it there and forgives the world of it. And now he comes to fill your soul with good things, with a peaceful conscience, and with his Holy Spirit. This Wednesday begins the annual observance of Lent. It is a penitential season, a season of repentance, associated with fasting, which is an emptying of self. We should always be fasting of evil, of course. But Lent reminds us to empty the container of faith to make way for the Lord. And a good way to do this is to practice self-denial. Deny yourself of the things that you enjoy, even for just a little while. Things that you enjoy, but you really don't need. Because there's only one thing needful. Nothing else can satisfy the hungry soul. Our souls are restless until they find their rest in God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes our understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.